from Commodity Classic, day number two from Houston. Net FM booth, we're at talking to my old buddy Jim Ed Beach. Man, I'm glad you're here.
It's good to be here, Todd, and I'm glad to see you again.
Am I getting older looking or younger?
Oh, I think you maybe have aged a few years since your years back in Colorado, but I don't think any in the past 5 or 10.
Or 20. Hey, you got a good new product you're going to introduce to people.
Yeah, so I've started a new role about a year ago where we are separating solids out of manure and being able to take that liquid material and put it through drip line. And so it's called SDIE, Subsurface Drip Irrigation -E for effluent.
So who brainchilded that thing?
Actually, it was one of our customers out in California. A dairy had experienced a lot of drought conditions, and they were looking for another source of water and to irrigate their crops. And so they came to us and said, can you help us develop a solution to do this? And here we are 9 years later.
So you got things rocking and rolling all over from here all the way to Canada, right?
I do, yeah. So my role focuses on the U.S. and Canada business, and then we actually are doing this globally as well. So there's quite a few systems in Turkey and then also in Italy.
Coming down to the Panhandle anytime soon?
Not that I know of. That is an area that we need to definitely concentrate on and have some more contact with some dairies and folks down there.
Got Castro County full of dairies, man. You can't even go a mile without seeing a dairy.
Yeah, the dairy business is definitely moving from the west back to the east, and Texas seems to be a benefactor, as well as South Dakota and Southwest Kansas.
So what other things are going on with NetFM besides that one? That's a big deal.
So we actually have, for probably the last 20 years, been recycling product. And so now a lot more of our customers, their end users in the high value crops, are wanting a more sustainable product. And so we're having a product now that you can put out in your field that came partially from recycled material.
So you're doing this all yourself, or you got a little help?
On the recycling?
On the whole thing, going to Canada and everywhere else.
Yeah, so... So yeah, I'm kind of a one-man band on SDIE, and then I work with our agronomic relationship managers as well as our dealer relationship managers to assist them in getting the product out.
So how many dealers you got in our 100-mile listening area?
I think there are probably about 4 or 5 dealers. I know Diversity D out of Brownfield, they work a lot up in that area, is probably one of our primary partners.
It's a long haul from Brownfield up to Dimmitt.
Yeah, they did have a store in Dalhart, and here a couple years ago they closed that, but so they aren't opposed to traveling, that's for sure.
How's the turnout been here at Houston?
So I think registrations are way up, and actually I think that the educational sessions have probably been better attended than they have in the past, because we seem to really get influxes of busy times and light times here at the trade show.
What are the questions the guys are coming by and asking you guys?
Basically, how can I grow more on the same acres that I have, because you know it's becoming more and more important to be more efficient and in order to preserve profitability.
We're still fighting the drought in the Panhandle, so why don't you fix that problem?
I wish I could. If I could make it rain, I definitely would.
What about the Midwest? I heard it was kind of dry up there.
We have been very dry. I live just outside of Des Moines, Iowa, and I'd say a lot of our ponds are down 3 to 4 feet from their normal levels.
No snow this winter?
So far we've had about 30 or 35 inches. We got 23 in one hit, and right after we got the snow, we had 25 below zero and minus 50 wind chill. So we had a little stretch of cold, and I think we warmed up last week, and I think we'll We'll probably have one more hitch a winter, but the guys are really starting to do some land prep and get ready to go this spring.
That'll wake up a guy from Oklahoma, won't it?
It definitely will. Kind of freezes everything in your nose when you walk outside.
Hey, anything else you want to get in for NetFM before we let you get off to your next victim?
No, I don't think so. Other than just if you need more information, go to www.netfmusa.com or call 1-888-NETFM, and we'd be glad to help you out. So I appreciate you stopping by, Todd, and it's always good to see you.
Safe travels back to Iowa, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.